This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do not mistake this show for medical advice. If you or anyone you know is in need of a dentist, please contact 480-391-0099 to set up an appointment.
Welcome to our podcast. Sit back and relax. Dental Words Podcast. We're going to share some facts. We're going to raise your dental IQ at the Dental Words Podcast.
Today is September 26th, and this is episode number 96 of the Dental Works Podcast, the show about learning the ins and outs of dentistry from a patient's perspective. I'm Ted Work, and that over there is Dr. Terry Work.
Episode 96.
96, yes.
Just trying to think of something funny.
96 Tears. Do you know that song?
No.
96 Tears. Anyway. That's Dental Works is a family dental practice based in Scottsdale. That is a song by a band whose lead singer is named question mark. The question mark.
You're talking about Prince, known as Prince.
No, I'm not joking. This person's name, we're going to get into this, but I got to finish the intro. Arizona has been providing cosmetic and surgical dentistry for over 25 years.
Yeah, it's like closer to 30 years now.
Oh, shit. I got to update the thing.
We've been doing this podcast for 25 years.
Check this out. We're getting close on year three.
Wow.
So it's been a second. We started in March 2020. So it's been about two and a half years.
So like if we did a podcast every week, that would be 52 podcasts.
Well, yeah, that would mean we would be at 120 something.
Yeah, but clearly we had some lean times.
Which is fine. We're not all about trying to get them out every week, but
it's about quality, not quantity.
This year we've been doing pretty good about getting them out almost every
week. Yeah, we need to make sure we got to get our listenership up, and so we've made some huge changes that are going to take effect soon. Tell them.
Miranda? Oh, she's not here today. Changes? You mean like the video stuff?
I was just putting you on the spot.
All right, great improv.
See how you handled it.
Good improv.
That was an F. That was a D minus. It wasn't an F because you actually
throw it to a person who's not here.
Yeah,
Miranda, fill them in.
Well, today's episode is. Before we do that, you got anything new that's going on? Anything?
No, just you know.
Don't talk about the cabinets. Nobody cares about Scott's cabinets.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
What made you think I was going to talk about
the cabinets? I just feel like you were going to run into a big thing about how the guy's doing the cabinets all wrong
that
or something.
You don't even know me at all. Anyway, so today they called about the cabinets, and I was no.
All right.
So they called, or they called. They didn't call. Just had a patient today, an interesting patient.
Yeah.
It was a young man who had a hockey injury when he was like, I don't know, 15 or something, got hit in the mouth with a hockey puck.
Okay.
And now he's like 27 and one of his front
teeth. He finally wants to get it removed.
And I looked in there and I found a hockey puck under his gums. No. His tooth got infected and his mother is in our BNI group.
Okay.
And, Gina El Tocino from Dot Graphics. Anyway, it's her son. He's a nice young man. But again, you come in and you got some guy saying, well, we need to take out your front tooth. And anyway, he was a wonderful patient.
So
he came in here. He was in pain a couple weeks ago or a week ago and then came in and we realized that tooth ends up happening. And a lot of times if you get smacked in the front tooth, you don't know whether that tooth's going to be around for the rest of your life or you're going to have problems. And they told him he might have problems. Well, he had problems. Well. Anyway, and so the well. Thing about it is any dentist can just remove a tooth, but if you don't do it properly, if you don't do it properly, his case is a perfect example. If you don't do it properly and graft it properly, then it ends up the bone just totally goes away, and then you have no, you can't place an implant, or you have to do this big grafting thing that's very expensive. Anyway, it was a really interesting procedure where we went in there, and the entire root of the tooth got surrounded by scar tissue. So if you just take the tooth out, what ends up happening is the bone gets all resorbed away, and there's no bone to place an implant. Mm. So we did that blood draw, and then grafted the area and stuff. And so it was just an interesting thing. And I was like thinking, had he not come to us, he probably would have ended up like trying to get an implant. He wouldn't have been able to do it. So now there's no guarantees in medicine, but he's got a very good chance of having a really good outcome. Mm. We're going to track him. We took a cone beam scan or a CT scan of the area. And it's just one of those things that we do here that most dental offices, I would say a general dental office, doesn't do. They don't have the experience. And it's just fun to provide that service knowing that we did the best job kind of possible for him, and it's going to turn out good. But regardless of how much I say about it, it's still a bummer to have your front tooth removed.
Sure. And was this something, did it, so he had an injury from hockey before.
It was like 15 years ago.
Did it, did his tooth fall out?
No.
Or it was just...
It broke moved. His, it broke both of his front teeth, and he had to get root canals, and they were loose, and
bummer.
It was a bummer deal. And I think it was done back in Chicago is kind of where it happened. Okay. But, and he coincidentally still plays hockey. So I was like, oh, geez.
Well, I mean, yeah, not having front teeth is not necessarily a disadvantage in hockey.
Right.
So,
yeah. Lots of hockey players. That's the natural born enemy of a dentist is a hockey.
Who's a hockey player?
No, I'm just kidding. Hockey mask. Like Halloween.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us. All right. So today's main segment is going to be all about something called night guards.
Night guards. Not so what to be confused with an athletic guard.
Mouth guard.
Yeah. So night guards. A lot of people, we're getting a lot of this again in this high-stress society. People have a tendency to clench and grind their teeth.
Yeah.
We're seeing an increase in the incidence of, and we talked about, I think we talked about a couple of episodes ago about Botox and clenching and grinding.
Yes.
Well, and we've talked about sleep apnea appliances, which shifts your jaw forward to help you stop snoring. So if you know someone that snores, they can get evaluated for that. But
Now is that different than the sleep apnea thing that just pumps air into it creates positive pressure?
That's called a
CPAP. CPAP, gotcha.
And the CPAP, again, is the gold standard for sleep apnea, but a lot of people, the compliance is pretty bad. And so if you can't wear that, you come in and get fitted for a jaw repositioner. And the jaw repositioner is great because most people can tolerate it better. And they work really well.
It's a lot less loud.
It's, especially if your spouse stops snoring, it's a lot less loud.
Yeah.
Lot less loud. And but that's different than a bite guard because people, people that aren't in the industry, they get a post in their tooth and they think that's an implant. Oh, I have an implant. Yeah, I got an
Idiots.
Implant. They put it right down the center of my tooth. Yeah, that's not an implant.
But, you're wrong.
Yeah. So we will belittle you. No. So the thing about that is, a night guard is something that just disarticulates your teeth and keeps you from clenching. It kind of repositions your jaw and gets you in a, I don't want to say uncomfortable position, but it puts plastic between your teeth so you can't grind your teeth down.
I gotcha.
And it changes the position, the way your teeth don't touch. But there's several different ones. There's one that's a full on mouth guard, which covers kind of all your teeth, just either on the top or on the bottom. There's another one called a deprogrammer, which is more like an NTI, which just fits in the front, and all it does is kind of keep your back teeth from touching. And so they all have different purposes. And the way we kind of determine who needs that is first by bringing them in and doing like a evaluation of their pain, a TMJ exam, where we'll go through and check all the muscles of mastication, head and neck muscles. And it seems to be an increase in prevalence because of our stressful society, people. You know, the whole pandemic kind of has everybody out of sorts. And so we ended up seeing kind of an increase.
Well, see, I could see how people stressed from the pandemic, stuck at home, only able to make certain different types of breads, becoming bakers, and then wearing their teeth down so that they can grind. I see how you get there.
I can't tell you how many times I've been driving through a neighborhood and there's just flour coming out of the windows of every house. Yes, as if you, for you listeners that don't know what we're talking about, we talked in a previous episode about bakers and flour and how it grinds your teeth down, and somehow we got into the beech nut chewing and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so NightGuard just keeps you from grinding your teeth while you sleep. And they don't work for everybody. And it's different than
some people can bite through them and chew
they chew them up.
Like a dog.
And some people get ortho and then they need a retainer. That's a totally different thing. A retainer's not designed.
How many different categories of mouth protection things are there?
How many different things can you give to somebody to put in their mouth?
And we're going to
not to be confused with this, and not to be confused.
We will now unveil the new segment of the podcast where I flash an image of a type of tooth retainer, and you have to guess what it
is. We have the combination foot pad mouth retainer bite
good
guard.
Good landing.
I do not recommend those. They taste bad after the one time in the shoot. But
they're
Again, the important thing is when you go to your dental care provider is you just kind of talk to them about current changes. Like, I notice now when I wake up, my jaw is sore, which would be an indication you're clenching at night. Mm. Whereas some people say by the end of the day, my jaw is sore. So that's you have to kind of look at their habits and that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
I love the people that say, my jaw is killing me, you know, and I'm like, I've done everything to keep it from hurting. And I'm like, you're chewing gum right now. So I don't think you've done everything, you know, because part of the protocol is a soft diet and not overusing
your jaw. I mean, gum is as soft as it gets.
Well, yes, but basically you're just wearing out your chewing muscles.
What about the ads that I see on Facebook where it's like a big thing? I want enormous sculpted master muscles.
Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah. So exercising your jaw muscles is kind of like exercising your heart muscle. You don't really want over large heart muscle. That's an indication of ill health.
You want it
to
be lean.
So muscular jaw muscles, you're going to end up with more jaw muscle cramping, and it's just not good. And the more muscular a muscle gets, the less flexible it is. And so if you don't want to be able to open your mouth and you want to have constant jaw cramps, then yes, exercise your jaw muscles.
Now, what do you say to people who tell you that they're training to enter a competition where you have to bite through a very thick rawhide leather?
That's
piece.
Not a thing.
Anything like that?
That
nothing
not,
like that?
That's right, not a well, thing. I don't think
nobody's ever come to you to have their teeth sharpened.
I'm
going to
tell you that nowadays, watching the news, nothing surprises me anymore. But
all right,
well, I have not seen that. But no, I would not be a proponent of that.
I was trying to think of like a version of over the top that was like that, but
chew your way out of a casket. Yeah, so that, I can't tell you how many times they've exhumed a body and there was like bite marks all over the inside of the casket. That's not a thing.
Wow, that's dark. All right, okay. Well, with that, we're gonna
Halloween's next month. We're getting ready.
Yeah, we're going to move on to this next thing. It's a new segment called Weird Thing I Saw Online, Teeth Edition.
Oh.
This is a weird thing I saw online, Teeth Edition.
Okay.
This is a TikTok that I saw.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to pull it up, and you're going to tell me what you... I'm so sorry, guys. I apologize.
That was you, not me.
This is me doing sounds. This is all in the show. This is painful to watch. Hopefully
I can find it. Hold on. This is gripping.
This is gripping. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Podcastery. Yeah. That's called interproximal reduction.
Okay, so allow me to set the scene. Someone is filing in between somebody else's two front teeth and creating an artificial diastema of sorts.
Well, a diastema is a diastema regardless of how it got there. So we do that intentionally with our ortho patients to generate. So teeth are kind of fan-shaped, and we will use diamond little strip things to go. That looked like he was using a freaking welding, you know, like file. That didn't
like
look
a nail file.
That didn't look very delicate. And
yeah, he was putting his elbow into it.
Well,
you can tell.
Again, it looked kind of mean. I mean,
little rough.
I mean, compared to some of the stuff I do, it's not. But it's like, why would you intentionally put a gap between your two front teeth just so you could spit water really far? Or what is the?
I don't know. But can I show you one more TikTok?
Yeah. So hopefully TikTok gets banned from the U.S. because it is, I feel stupider having seen that.
All right. And with that, we're going to end Weird Thing I Saw Online Teeth Edition. If I see any other weird stuff I saw online revolving teeth, we will maybe we'll do that on the next one. But we're going to move on to our favorite new segment. Tooth Wars. Wars.
Can't you do that in post?
That was a tooth explosion. All right, the first pairing. Remember, the name of the episode is Night Guards. Night Guards.
And when do you wear those? It's in the name. Well, there are actually guards that you can wear during the day, but. Yeah, no, we're not going to.
That's not what we're talking about.
Day Guards.
That's a whole different episode. But this one, Night Guards, the first two people, Tooth Wars, Night Guards, are going to be Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson, because they were in Night at the Museum, where he was a guard.
Night Guards.
Night Guards.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Zoolander.
No. I mean, they are in a lot of it. Starsky and Hutch. That was them too again.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that comedy duo.
That one's all right. Snoop
Dogg's
in that one.
Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson, and there's Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. No. Okay.
What do we got? Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson. We're not talking about their noses. We're talking about their teeth. What do their teeth look like?
So Owen Wilson has pretty crooked teeth.
Does he know?
I don't get to look at. I get to.
Does he
do I have to remember?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, you have to remember before you look him up. So you have to say who has a better one.
So.
Oh wow.
Owen Wilson's nose is so crooked it makes his teeth look straight. Oh wow.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, and then Ben Stiller, I think of him on Dodgeball, where. I think he had prosthetic teeth to make him look.
Did he? I mean, his teeth look pretty, like.
Pretty nice.
Pretty nice. Yeah, I think so.
So Ben Stiller's got nicer teeth than Owen Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say for sure. But part of the problem is, am I imagining him in a movie where he had prosthetic teeth to make him look better?
I don't know if Ben Stiller has ever had prosthetic teeth.
Ben Stiller teeth.
But so you choose Ben Stiller over Owen Wilson?
Dodgeball. Ben Stiller teeth in.
It might be like exaggerated, but I don't think they're
images. Well, yeah. So Ben Stiller's teeth, he has pretty nice teeth and they're not prosthetic. They're good. So his teeth are actually pretty good. Definitely better than Owen Wilson's, I'm going to say. so in a battle, let me see. Owen.
If Ben Stiller's teeth had to fight Owen Wilson's teeth.
There you go. Owen Will. Yeah. It's not even close. Like Owen Wilson's teeth. So he's got that classic lapped lateral. And again, he's one of those guys that it kind of is part of his look. He's got the crooked nose and the. And so he's got a nice smile, but man, he could really do. And I think. Looks like he's got
it's more of a,
from smoking weed.
Some is greater than the
that's what it
some
looks
of
like.
Its parts or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you know that he's a really good skateboarder?
I did know that.
Yeah, no, he's a good skateboarder.
So Ben Stiller's tooth wars. Ben Stiller all day long. Crooked nose wars. Owen Wilson.
No. All right, here we go. The next pairing, night guards. First person is going to be one Sir David Hasselhoff, Knight Rider, and okay. one Sir Burt Reynolds, Smokey and the Bandit.
How's that?
They both drive a black car.
Oh, and
go
night.
Fast at sometimes.
Okay,
during a thing.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. That's a good song.
That song is about alcohol smuggling.
Right.
Okay. Right. Smokey and the Bandit, right?
Right.
No, yeah, of course.
So, so Burt Reynolds is famous. Famously, has had TMJ issues. Actually, got addicted to opioids because of TMJ and almost committed suicide.
Well, I think he is dead.
Yeah, but he was unsuccessful in his attempt at suicide and died
Fair
from
enough.
Natural
Fair
causes.
Enough.
So tooth wise, that's a really good one.
Is
they
it?
Both had some killer hair too. The difference being David Hasselhoff's hair was his own, and Burt Reynolds was a total wig.
I mean,
but
sure.
Tooth wars, whose is better? Wow. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
All right, we're past Owen Wilson.
Oh, wow. We are going to say David Hasselhoff.
Okay, now go ahead and look him up and say whether you were right or not.
David.
This game could be thought out a little bit better, but you know what?
Hasselhoff.
I don't care.
Teeth.
You're going to have trouble with the next one.
So.
Because you cannot spell.
So David Hasselhoff, his teeth look a lot like Owen Wilson's.
By God.
He's got lapped laterals.
My gum.
Which again, it's not about being perfect. He's a handsome guy. All right, David Hasselhoff and
he was in the SpongeBob movie. Where SpongeBob and Patrick rode on the back of him as he like motored through the water like a motorboat.
Who?
Burt Reynolds. Or no, not Burt Reynolds. David Hasselhoff.
That's pretty great.
Oh, I wonder if those are fake.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds has some of the fakiest looking teeth, but if we like looked at
his teeth look like a bandolier of ammunition. Like okay, they're all just loosely kind of.
So so again, when you're looking at
I mean, you got to give it to naturals over.
Yeah,
over porcelain.
But look at Burt Reynolds when he was in, this looks like, so that was when he was in Deliverance.
Okay.
So,
oh, okay.
Man, this is a really close one. When you're talking about
sure.
how they looked when they were natural and everything, but he ended up looking like he probably either had dentures or implants or something because
yeah.
these do not look very natural.
Okay. All right, we're going to need the last 8 minutes to do this last pairing because it's going to
okay.
take you 25 minutes to spell.
Okay,
so
well,
here we
I don't
go.
Appreciate that. Wait, I haven't done the winner.
Oh, okay.
The winner's David Hasselhoff.
Whoa. Okay. Baywatch, Knight Rider, that hair. His name was Michael Knight. That's part of the name of it.
Knight
Rider, I don't
Guard.
Know. Knight,
okay.
but not that
All right,
kind of knight.
Let's get on to spelling.
Okay,
the last
so
this, one.
These last two people. It's in the news. These people are going to be one Volodymyr Zelensky and
yes.
one Vladimir Putin. So we're going to compare the teeth of the leader of Ukraine to the teeth of the leader of Russia as of now. Volodymyr is V-O-L-O.
I can get it close.
D-Y-M-Y.
Vladimir Putin was the first one that came up.
Oh, okay, sure.
Oh, that's a good one. And I didn't think we were doing any political things, but okay. All right. Okay, Putin has never smiled.
I know. I looked these up to see if there's... I knew there was one or two.
Yeah,
and they're
Vladimir
pretty fucking
Putin's,
bad
they're
looking.
Pretty bad looking. It's got Russian teeth. All right, so
it
let's
looked
see.
Like they were Russian to finish his teeth.
Russian. Oh. All right, who's the other guy?
Good one. His name is Volodymyr. So V like V O L O Volo Dimir with two Y's. So D Y M Y R.
D Y
Volodymyr Zelensky. And then Zelensky.
Good Lord.
It's interesting. Volodymyr Zelensky.
He was an actor.
He was like the equivalent of Jon Stewart in Ukraine. He did like The Daily Show, but the Ukrainian Daily Show. And he was also like a talk show host and that kind of stuff. And he just like.
Dude, his teeth are pretty bad too.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not too bad. Vladimir Zelensky's are way better than.
Yeah,
Vladimir
yeah. Oh, Putin's. I mean, he's a lot. He's quite he's a bit younger, I imagine.
Yeah, like, and he's just a lot more. Hence, I thought he was he's a comedian.
He is, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he's really pretty smart, and he's small. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
Matters, but doesn't really matter. But his teeth are way better.
Sure. All right. That concludes this edition of Tooth Wars.
So how did they get into the Night Guard?
Because
they're both guarding their countries.
They were guarding their countries at night. Exactly. That's exactly. They were guarding. It's a night guard.
The Guardian.
War. I don't know. The Guardian. Guardian. Exactly. All right. So, anything else you want to say? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm
Lord,
just trying to push
sounds like time. maybe your Metamucil finally kicked in there. It's like kinda,
what time? How much time is left?
I'll no, be right back.
We've got just a few more minutes. So, is there anything else that you want to say about night guards?
Night guards. Any no. Advice? Again, if you notice that you have, well, first of all, the first thing is if your teeth look flat. Flattened off, then I'm telling you, you grind your teeth whether you think you do or not.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually in the middle of a case right now where we're doing like a bunch of implants on a guy and doing a bunch of crowns because he's kind of a big muscular guy and he's kind of abused his teeth over the years and he finally decided he's going to get them done. And he like did Invisalign and a whole bunch of stuff. And his whole thing was it's time for me to take care of me, you know. He's
sure.
Probably 55 or so.
Okay.
And his wife is he's got a really cute wife and cute daughter and everything, and he's just kind of always ignored his own dental health.
Yeah.
And he's missing a number of teeth, so we're getting him squared away. So it's one of those neat cases. It's a big case where we're going to be doing almost everything we know how to do, but you plan it properly. You get the teeth exactly where you want them. Place implants and restore them. It's going to turn out great. It's going to be a great case. So
awesome. Well,
and
good.
At the end of that, to protect his investment, he will be getting night guards to help protect his investment. That's where I was going with that.
Okay, well,
got a little sideways on that one. You kind of forgot what I was talking about. So, oh wow, oh wow.
Okay, with that, I think we are going to call the episode to a close. So, thank you for listening to the Dental Works podcast. If you'd like to support the show, please give us a rating on iTunes or your podcast player of choice. If you'd like to get in contact with the show or you have questions, please send an email to dentalworkspodcast@gmail.com. We may talk about your question on the show. We need those questions, people. For
yes,
the next
let's get some
episode.
Emails. Barb Preston, send us a question. We need a Preston question.
Name every single one of our listeners by individual
name.
She
was just in today, in fact.
All right.
And so I'm going to send her a... I'm going to send her a link.
All right, Barb, Miranda, if you're listening, send a question in.
Let me check my emails.
Carl. I don't know. Yeah, since all right. Well,
this is, yeah.
Pre-recorded. We are live. All right. Live.
Ooh, we got to do a live podcast.
If you're located in the Phoenix
is
area.
Is that a thing you can do?
Works, please give us a call at 480-391-0099. Yeah, we can like stream.
Let's stream a podcast.
It's a pain in the ass. There's no one. It's.
But does it get recorded too?
Yeah, it's just live. It's just you can't edit it. It's so it's worse. Arguably,
but
it's
I'm
worse.
Just saying we don't need no stinking.
I don't know.
Edits.
People don't want to be like they would have to. They would have to log in right when we do it, which would be 10
Captain's
on a Friday.
That's all right. What do you mean log in on 10 on?
They
a
would
Friday?
Have to watch it live. So whenever we record it, they would have to watch it. Okay. You know what live means, right? You get what that concept
no,
is.
No, but
right?
I'm okay. Just saying. I'm saying you mean live but pre-recorded. Right? You don't mean live. You mean like now
I,
or some
like
other now.
You and I are both currently alive. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Well, see you next time.
Got thinking about you. Wrote a song. Goes like this.
The This podcast was produced by T-Door Productions. Theme song written and recorded by Neil Hathaway. Vocals by Terry Work. Sound effects provided by FreeSFX.com and Zapsplat.com.